Jazz Variety Mix 97, Dr. Julie Galthorpe in this morning. If you want to weigh in or add a comment or two to our conversation this morning, it's real easy to reach us in the studio. It's 613-962-9700. Talking about hazing this morning.
What about the victims in all these cases?
Yeah, so that's victims. It can have a long-term effect on them because certainly it's a traumatic incident that they go through, or incidents, plural. When we think about victims, we first of all need to reduce shame for the victims and increase accountability for those perpetrators. So psychologists also who have studied hazing found that spring of the grade 8 year and the year prior to leaving college is the best time to educate kids about hazing. And so they argue that, you know, if you wait to talk about it to the time when kids are in university or post-secondary, that's too late. But ultimately, you know, when we think about victims, we need to have an entire culture change around it. You know, another thing that was referred to by a Canadian researcher was that hazing is based in what's called toxic masculinity. So this idea that, you know, if you survive these hazing incidents, that's what creates men. And this whole bonding thing that happens. Yeah. There's been other research that says women are participating in it too. It's not only men, but they are the leaders, that's for sure.
We got a call. Good morning, Mix 97. Welcome to the show. Dr. Julie Galthorpe is with us. Your comments?
Morning, Sean. You must remember the video that put an end to the Canadian airborne about 30 years ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That video was... Again, that was that guy mentality, right?
Yeah, I think that for sure. I think most people remember all the hazing that's occurred in the military context as
and
well.
And Navy, you see a lot of it predominantly in the Navy, in movies, how they, you know, sort of like initiate them into an organization by, you know, putting all these extreme conditions on them.
Yeah, it was a macho thing, but.
Yeah, the roots certainly go deep in terms of hazing, and it's been perpetuated, you know, for decades out of the belief that it's required in order to be part of a group. But as our, you know, the whole cultural environment has changed and we, you know, we find certain things to be less acceptable and certain traditions need to go. When we look at things in terms of criminal context, this is one of those things. You cannot harm people in the way that these hazing incidents have allowed.
And it comes back to leadership. You look at the principal at St. Michael's. I mean, he looked like a deer in the headlights there at the press conference. He knew about it on Monday or even late last week, what was going on with the video. And then the cops came in, he said, for a separate incident on Wednesday of, I believe, last week. And then he said, I decided to bring it to their attention. Well, leadership, people in the role of leadership have to lead. And when you hear stuff, you investigate or you look into it.
Well, right. And I don't think that when someone is, you find out that some people in your school have sexually assaulted or harmed other students, that that's something that you think, oh, let's just handle that in-house. If we look at big institutions and we, you know.
St. Michael's is lots of history.
There. Yeah. And even if we go up higher levels than St. Michael's, those things in terms of dealing with things in-house or pretending to deal with them,
yeah.
Those times are gone. And I think it's time that, you know, people are held accountable for not reporting. As professionals, we are held accountable for duty to report. And the fact that they could just decide, oh, no, we'll just deal with it within us and we'll do suspensions, that's ridiculous.
Thanks for the conversation this morning. Anything else you want to get in just to wrap it up?
Well, I think just in terms of parenting, you know, teach kids to think before they act, you know, teach ethics and good judgment and talk about how groupthink is a difficult thing to overcome because that's often what fuels these incidents. And, you know, as parents, you know, teach your kids that no one has the right to physically or sexually harm them in any context. And even if that means being part of a group, it's really difficult for kids to come forward as individuals. So you want to teach them how they can, you know, either get help or, you know, team with other people because going forward on their own can often be dangerous for them as well.
If you want to weigh in, go to Mix 97, Quinny's Best Variety Facebook page and share your opinion on hazing. We've got a post up there for you so you can share your comments.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Anything else you want to add?
No. Have a great day and all the best, everybody.
Yeah. Anything else? No?
Are we done? No. We're done.
I had this wonderful music bed for you today to bring you on. And we had switches wrong here in the studio, so it didn't work for you. But would you like to hear it in its...
Sure. I always love to hear the music beds. Let's hear it.
And this is where the announcer would come on and say, ladies and gentlemen, Mix 97 welcomes Dr. Julie Galthorpe to Studio 97.
And then I can fly in with a cape.
Exactly. See how it works? Do you like it, though?
I love it. Super Julie.
Love it.
She's got a big G on her chest. Galathor.
I wanted to ask you a question about insubordination.
Okay.
What would you do? We have a policy here that it's December 1st that we play Christmas music. Mm-hmm. So over the last 2 days, Alana and Orlena, not following protocol, they've been singing because the rules are we can't play it. But we didn't put it in the memo that you can't sing it. So periodically throughout the show, they break out in song and they'll sing Christmas carols. And again, it's insubordination, not listening or respecting the memos.
That's not what we've done, though. But you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. You know Comet.
And Cupid.
And Donner.
Oh, and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
So what do I do with this?
Two, three, four.
Well, I guess you
Rudolph,
can
the red-nosed reindeer.
Let me just turn their mics down here. What do I do with this?
You could join them.
No, I'm not joining them.
Apparently people who get into Christmas early are happier people.
It's
they seem pretty happy.
Yeah.